USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Investigators now believe the Christmas morning explosion in downtown Nashville may have been a suicide bombing. Officials with the FBI have said they were not looking for another suspect, and human remains were found at the site of the blast. Law enforcement have not named any suspects, but searched a home in nearby Antioch, Tennessee for most of the day on Saturday. Neighbors have reported that an RV similar to the one seen in surveillance videos at the scene was parked in the yard of that residence. Juliet Kayem is a former assistant secretary with the Department of Homeland Security, and she tells CNN that the FBI's next steps will be trying to determine a motive for the explosion.
And this is where language is important, but it becomes, you have to be exact here. This is a suicide bombing. We do not know if it's suicide terrorism yet. And the difference goes to, of course, his intent. So that seems to be the singular focus right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump is again challenging the results of the presidential election in a series of Saturday morning tweets. USA Radio News' John Fortier has the story.
President Trump sending a series of tweets contesting the results of the election. He went after the FBI and the Justice Department, putting the word justice in quotes. He says they've done nothing about voter fraud, which he calls the biggest scam in our nation's history. He says they should be ashamed. Next, it was the Supreme Court's turn. Trump called the court totally incompetent and weak on the massive election fraud. He claimed to have absolute proof, but the Supreme Court doesn't want to see it. He then said there were millions and millions of corrupt mail-in ballots, and he compared our election to that of a third-world country. He ended by tweeting the words, "fake president." Twitter flagged each of the tweets, saying this claim about election fraud is disputed. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And a star football player at the University of Utah has died. School officials announced the passing of 19-year-old Ty Jordan on Saturday, just days after he'd been named the Pac-12 Conference's Newcomer of the Year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In Joe Biden's first official campaign speech, he promised to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour if elected president. The federal minimum wage has been $7.25 an hour since 2009, which comes out to roughly $15,000 a year for someone working 40 hours a week. Dan Geltrude is an economist and certified public accountant. He tells USA Radio News that a $15 an hour minimum wage would have an effect on everyone.
My position always has been related to raising the minimum wage. I understand the reason for it, and again, it can be an emotional one to say, hey, listen, there's people who literally can't make it on such a low wage, and I think that we have to acknowledge that. At the same time, the free market is not going to react well. Employers are not going to react well. They are going to move a lot more quickly to artificial intelligence and technology to replace people in order to save on those costs. It's not just the $15 an hour. It's the wage compression related to people who make $15 an hour now have to be moved up to 20 or 30 or some other number. So it's not just minimum wage. It's a push of the entire wage base for an employer much higher.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.